Righto, from Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
Well, they said hurricane and strikes, but 12,000 is not much of a number, is it?
Yeah, it certainly had an impact, didn't it? So that was down from 223,000 in September for the US economy, well below estimates of 100,000, was that 12,000 for October. Weakest pace of job creation since December 2020. As you say, some mitigating factors, the as yet unresolved Boeing strikes, that subtracted around about 44,000 jobs, and a couple of hurricanes likely held back the total. Response rate to the survey, less than 50%. It was actually the lowest reading since 1991. Over 500,000 people said they couldn't work in October, and 1.4 million who normally work full-time said they can only work part-time because of the weather. So it certainly had an impact. Healthcare government, that led the job creation as usual, but lots of sectors saw job losses, including manufacturing. There were revisions as well, downward by 112,000 for August and September. The unemployment rate, that wasn't too bad, 4.1%, but 220,000 people left the labour force in October, so it's worth bearing in mind. Average hourly earnings, they're up 4% annually. That was as expected. But yeah, that 12,000, Mike, compares not that well to the 200,000 average per month during 2024, so quite a dip. I guess you could say it presents a bit of a murky picture as voters head to the polls on Tuesday. Markets, they just took the news in their stride. I suppose cementing really another interest rate cut by the Fed later this week. We're probably going to get a 0.25% cut. And also as their preferred inflation gauge came in at 2.1% last week. So supports the narrative that inflation is under control, well, that remains vulnerable to disruption, and particularly under a Donald Trump administration, which is viewed as a bit more inflationary.
Yeah, exactly. Give me some tech talk.
So look, it's been a bit mixed as far as the super cap tech names go. You had Alphabet numbers were strong, Microsoft and Meta less so last week, but Amazon on Friday, better than expected result, consistent with a lot of Alphabet's release. So the cloud computing unit that propelled the momentum, revenues there up 19%. Advertising revenues, they are also up 19% as well, and management are forecasting revenues to grow 7 to 11% year over year. So Amazon shares are up over 6% on Friday. Apple, they also beat expectations for revenue and earnings per share. iPhone sales up 6% to $46.2 billion. That's around about half of the company's sales. Total sales up by a similar amount. The iPhones 15 and 16 were going pretty well. Although Asia for Apple was weak, net income that was down over $8 billion, although they had a one-off tax charge of $10 billion in Ireland to settle a tax dispute there, which has been long running. Shares in Apple, they were down 2%, up over 20% year to date still, but looks like some are selling, including Warren Buffett. So Berkshire Hathaway, they've dumped around about a quarter of their Apple holdings over the past 3 months. They've still got around about $70 billion worth of shares, but it's cut its holdings by two-thirds over the past year. But yeah, Buffett, he's done pretty well in the stock. It's actually risen tenfold since he first started buying 8 years ago. Just one other tech stock, like Intel, that soared nearly 8%. They gave an upbeat forecast and boosted optimism that they're going to be able to increase market share. They had a loss of $17 billion, but they're restructuring. They're trying to focus on making chips for other companies. But yeah, Intel, they've clearly lagged behind Nvidia in the AI game. It's come at a cost in terms of its share price. Intel shares down over 50% this year. And it's actually being ejected from the Dow Jones Index to be replaced by, you guessed it, Nvidia. And these shares are up 180% this year.
And blow me down if we're not building houses.
Yeah, I mean, look, the economy's still tough, isn't it? But, yeah, there's some green shoots here in terms of consents. So Stats New Zealand report on Friday, there were 9,176 new homes consented in the September 24 quarter. That was up 0.5% on a year ago. And standalone houses are up 24%. First time since December 2021, remember that peak when there was a year-on-year increase in the number of standalone houses. High-density lodgings are still weak. They were down 15%, actually even weaker when you take out a 49% increase in retirement village units. But overall, we're seeing some signs of strength. September quarter on the June quarter up 6.2%. Annually, we're still down 17% to 33677 in the year to September. But the pace of decline is easing. That said, the economy's still in a tough place, as we know.
Mm-hmm. Give me some numbers.
So the Dow was up on Friday, 0.7% higher, 42.052. S&P 500 up 0.4%, 5.728. NASDAQ up 0.8%. FTSE 100 up 0.8%. Nikkei down 2.6%. The Bank of Japan kept rates on hold, but said they could hike rates further. Hang Seng, that was up 0.9%. ASX 200 down 0.5%. NZ50, we were down 0.6%. Gold flat, 2749 an ounce. Oil up 23 cents, 69.49. Currencies, the Kiwi down slightly against the US, 59.6. up slightly against the $8.90.9. 46.1 against sterling, down 0.5%. This week, busy week, as we know, we've got labour market data, so unemployment rate expected to remain under 5% in New Zealand. We've got full year numbers from Westpac and ANZ. We've got the RBA having its traditional Melbourne Cup meeting. Bank of England was also meeting. But of course, all eyes on the US. The race looks to be set to be even close with the election. And we've actually got the small matter of the Fed meeting later this week as well.
Okay, mate. Go well. Catch up soon. Appreciate it very much. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.